Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer and I have two awesome guests. First, from NXT TakeOver In Your House, your new million-dollar champion, L.A. Knight, joins us. Also, from AEW Dynamite, one half of the acclaimed, Anthony Bowens, right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
Well, LA Knight, first of all, congratulations. Like David said, the new million-dollar champion. What does that mean for you personally? I've known you a long time, and like you've actually taken your – you've stepped up in your career and just your work rate. I also can't believe how great your body looks, like, because you always had a great body, but you've even improved that. So, like, what has motivated you or made this great change for you?
Well, first of all, now that you mentioned the body, I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to the trainer there, AJ Sims, hooking that up. I've been going through some pretty intensive training and dieting and whatnot to get, as you said, even better, which I don't know. It's a whole other level. But as far as like actually winning the million-dollar championship, man. I don't know. It's been such a long, crazy journey. And then I think about like as a kid watching the Million Dollar Man run around with that belt, like it's next level. And here's a guy that I'm talking to right now, Tommy Dreamer, who actually booked me my first extra spot where I had a dark match 2006 for the first time. There we are. So we're talking long, long, long journey to get to where we are. So personally, as banged up and beat up as I'm feeling after last night, I'm feeling pretty damn amazing.
Last night's show was really, really good, man. And your performance, as well as your opponent, was a lot of people are talking about it, rightfully so. But you said it, a lot of people don't see or understand the after effect of what you go through. Those WWE ladders, I don't know what they do or reinforce it. They're next level pain. I remember hitting ladders in ECW and breaking them with my body. And then I take them in WWE and I was like, oh my God, my body just broke.
No, it was, I mean, honestly, I mean, between the neck and the back and it's just feeling great today. But no, I'm sure I've got to go and get stretched out and rubbed out a little bit. I'll be okay. But no, it's no lie. It's a bitch. And you know what I'm talking about.
With, Ted, is he going, I asked the same to Cameron Grimes if he won, but Cameron didn't win. Is Ted going to be your manager? Is he still going to be involved with you?
Ted's still going to be around. I need him. I want him to be there. I think I have a pretty big surprise coming for him, because I owe him, big time at this point. So I definitely want to make sure that he's around.
I love the vignettes and the build to your guys' match, as well as I talked about. I'm a big fan of NXT, not just because of the personal relationships I have with everybody there, but like if you think about it, the $1 million belt hasn't been around forever, and now it's important again. And that's kudos to the wrestlers, the creative behind it, just to make this special. And then the match that you guys had elevated the title even more.
100%. I think that now you talk about a belt with such a short list of names who've held the thing. So to me, for a 30-year history with a belt that has such a short list, like that makes it so much more prestigious, puts on another level. And I think that this is the first time that it's been fought for on such a level, ladder match, something like that, such a special occasion. And I, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm here, you know, brown nosing doing the company thing, but I mean, if I'm honest, I think NXT's got to be, I'm going to say probably the best wrestling show there is on TV right now. And I think that's because there is a little bit something for everybody, just the different creative juices that are getting moving and just the way that things work on that show. It's next level.
A lot of like social media, especially on this show, when we had Cameron Grimes on, me personally too, like I never saw this version of Cameron Grimes, and he's so entertaining. I've always known your entertainment factor, but he's must see TV, but you're the champion.
I don't know why, but those people love him. They eat him up. Yeah, it was a hell of a vibe out there. I don't know how well it got picked up on the show. I haven't watched it back, but I mean, I don't know if you could hear the crowd in there, but they were all over him in the best way, and all over me in the worst way. I think he's definitely turned something on that is catching people's eyes. But you know, I'm trying to turn some stuff on that's catching some eyes as well, and now has me holding a $1 million title. So, man, that just sounds good to even say out loud.
I think you should hire Rob Van Dam, and then you could make him kiss your foot. That would be cool.
We'll have to make that happen. What was that? That was about 30 years ago when he did that. I'm sure he'd be down.
Or hire the kid with the basketball and see if he could finally do it. It would be great if you revisit all those with the actual people.
Yes.
See, now I'm booking NXT. I love it.
Oh, there we go.
That kid is probably about 42 now. So, I mean, it would be a lot different.
Yeah.
But you know, you mentioned about how difficult that match was and the toll.
You know, hold on, wait a minute. I think we just came up with a good show. You know how they do that Hidden Treasures show? We do like a Hidden Treasures kind of thing where you find those people now, and then you try and plug them into those spots again. Just saying.
That's anyway, honestly, if you found the guy with the basketball, would be off the charts. And then if it all paid off, the payoff was a feud with you and Rob Van Dam, where you have Rob and then, you know, he turns it around on you and then you guys have like you get so lost in your character. That's friggin' great.
Right.
Virgil come in for a payday. It's awesome.
Bringing everybody in.
But watching In Your House on the WWE Network on Peacock last night and top to bottom, really good show. And of course, your match being one of the highlights. But you talked about the toll that match takes on your body. Do you think about that at all before the match?
You know, funny thing is I thought about it kind of, you know, various points throughout the week leading up, but literally the day of, I would say I thought about it very little, if at all. I don't know if it was just the hubbub of the runaround that day. Cause it was just yesterday was such a crazy day. But yeah, there wasn't really even time or thought behind that at that point. It was just, man, once you see that ladder coming at you a couple of times, you're just like, all right, this is going to suck. And then you get to the back and it's kind of like, oh no, I feel fine. I'm great. And then that adrenaline wears off and 10 minutes later, you're like, oh man. Okay. Okay, now I'm starting to feel where that happened and this happened. And, Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't actively on my mind yesterday, but definitely in the lead up and the aftermath.
What, with the $1 million title, what does the future hold for you?
Man, you're talking about an iconic piece of this whole business. I mean, anybody who's, you know, watched in the last 30 years knows that thing. And it's just such like, it spurns excitement, from anybody who sees it. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like it's created a new importance for the title. Cause I mean, it's one of the first times that it's really been like fought for. And it's, you know, like usually it's either been assigned to somebody or, you know, I've chosen this champion or whatever, but, you know, we actually like had to make that climb up the ladder and grab it. You know, instead of grabbing the brass ring, we grabbed the gold belt. So I don't know, man, that there's so many places we can go with it now. Cause everybody's aiming for the North America title. Hell, I still want it. Everybody's aiming for the NXT title. I still want that. But at the same time, it's like in a certain way, I'd almost say this might be the most prestigious title walking the streets right now.
Well, with you holding it, I know it will be. And Cameron Grimes did say if he won, he would give me a title shot in a hardcore match. He said he was going to try to do it. So now that you got all the money and now I totally didn't even know I gave you your first ever booking for WWE.
Yes, way back.
Maybe you can pull some strings. But I just also for you or to give advice to upcoming wrestlers, like you said, your journey started with the WWE in 2006 and you're finally here. What would you tell somebody? Because like you said, man, you're a fan. I'm a fan of the WWE. You have all these moments and now literally you're holding a title that you grew up watching a kid. Like, what would you tell somebody, aspiring wrestler or somebody who's thinking about this, man?
Man, screw an NFT. I'm holding the real thing in my hand. It's crazy, but you know, you bring up, you know, as far back as 2006, having one of my first opportunities, it's know what you want and ask for it. Because I got that opportunity in 2006 and I'm just sitting there thinking like, all right, somebody's going to just pluck me up and be like, hey, we'd like to give you an opportunity, as opposed to me being like, hey man, I want a job here. How do I get a job? What can I do? You know, this, that, whatever. So, I mean, if you're coming up and you really, man, first of all, make sure you learn the craft. Learn wrestling, how to do it, what to do, learn the etiquette, everything that goes along with it, but make yourself look like something. And I'm not saying you got to look like a bodybuilder or anything like that, but you got to have a package, the whole package. Who are you? Why are you there? But then if you're just talking like procedurally, know what you want and ask for it, because that was my biggest detriment. That's what took me so long, is me just hoping that, hey, if I show up, somebody's going to see me and just be like, hey, we got a job for you. Doesn't work that way most of the time, unless you're, you know, 6'8" and just out of the NFL. Being assertive, being the squeaky wheel without being annoying. And, you know, if you don't completely suck, it was a resounding endorsement here. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I always knew I had something off. And if you know and you're confident that you have something to offer, you got to just keep pushing forward. I didn't really take a lot of time off. It was just always kind of moving forward. Okay, I had this setback. Cool. Well, I'm going to go over this way now and just keep moving forward. Okay, I had this setback. Cool. Change course, but I'm still moving forward. It's really just constantly moving forward.
Perseverance paid off, because, ladies and gentlemen, this is your $1 million champion. Yep. L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
See you, bud.
Wow.
Thanks for that opportunity. It's so long ago, Tommy.
Always. Give me a title shot. I need money. Title. Or I'll be your Virgil. Even better.
Oh, now we're talking. I might need a Virgil.
Awesome talking to LA Knight, your $1 million champion, Tommy. And man, one hell of a match in that ladder match last night. And again, like, people don't understand the physical toll that takes on your body.
I do. He does. And that's why I wanted the fans to know, you know, heel, baby face, good guy, bad guy, go out there and, you know, stole the show and grabbed the opportunity. You pay the price the next day, and I'm sure he'll answer the call again on Tuesday, because that's what we do. And I know the Busted Open Nation appreciates that openness and that honesty.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
SiriusXM Fight Nation is your home for the hardest hitting combat sports talk you'll find in the world. Whether it's pro wrestling, MMA, or boxing, join the conversation with us at 877-FIGHT93 anytime from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern as we react to the hottest storylines, most intriguing matchups, and more.
Oh my God!
Your home for the best all-day combat sports talk anywhere is SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
You can't ever do enough, though.
Ah, back here on Busted like Open, us. Dave LaGreca, Tommy Dreamer. And we've talked a lot about this tag team, Tommy. And like my mom would say, the better half of the acclaimed, Anthony Bowens, joins us right now here on Busted Open. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
What's up, guys? I'm excited to be back on Busted Open. You might say Busted Open is now officially critically acclaimed.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
About damn time.
And it's exciting, Tommy, because we've followed Anthony's career. You know, Anthony's career on the indie scene and now being a part of one of the hottest tag teams in pro wrestling and being on AEW Dynamite each and every, you know, Wednesday and, you know, Wednesday night. Now they'll be going back to Wednesday nights. But Anthony, to see your rise in pro wrestling has been absolutely phenomenal.
It's been pretty crazy. It hit a full speed pretty quickly once we signed. You know, we signed back in October, and it's about 7-8 months later. We're ranked second in the tag division, and you know, we're busting our ass. We're trying to make sure that sometime soon we are number one.
You know, Anthony, you're a perfect example of a guy who you've been doing this a long time. You plugged away, and every time, like most people would look at you, be like, man, he's got the look. He's got the body. He's got the in-ring. What is he missing? And most people's like, I don't know. Don't know. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if you find this within your partner. You got to tell him, like, it clicked for you, but there's also this amazing entertainment factor about you now. And dude, you and Max are my favorite act to watch the moment you walk out. My eyes are on both of you. I'm waiting for what Max says, because he is just off the charts intelligent with what he does. But then you also feed off of it, because I'm watching your reactions as well. And you know how you usually end it is that great exclamation point of being a heel, being a bit of a dick. But it's such this different entertainment factor that I've seen from you. So like, what happened?
I think Tony putting Caster and I together was a godsend, because I think we bring out the best in each other. We feed off of each other's energy and our dynamic. It's kind of similar to my YouTube channel, where my boyfriend's the crazy wacky one. I'm kind of almost ironically the straight man of the comedy group. I feel like it's a similar dynamic where we just go out there. We feed off, the crowd, when we had the opportunity to last week or 2 weeks ago, a Double or Nothing. And we go out there. We are ourselves every single time we're on camera. And I think people are starting to see that now, and people are starting to connect with it.
Anthony, a couple of things. First of all, like Tommy was saying, before you got signed by AEW, and you were on our show plenty of times before that moment, like, you had all the tools. You know, no pun intended, but you had all the tools, and like, it's like, why is this guy not getting signed? Like, and you always had such an extremely positive attitude about that. Like, was there ever a time you did get down about it? Was there ever a time it's like, wait a second, is what I'm doing going to finally pay off for me, or do I have to change some things? Did you ever have that moment about yourself and your career?
Usually I tend to stay very, very positive about things, but there was a moment sometime last year in 2020, actually it was right before COVID hit, where, from what I understand, I was supposed to be a part of the Blood and Guts show in Newark last year, where I did the promo for the Search for Spears contest, and that ended up being, I think, like top three. So I'm like, this is finally going to be my chance to at least do something to show the world that I belong on a national platform. And I found that I got booked for the show. And then 30 minutes later, that's when all the shows got canceled. And I was just, and I understand there was a lot more important things going on in the world, and people were suffering. And so I knew that I couldn't let it get to me. I had to just keep chugging. And obviously it paid off, because by the end of the year, Max and I were main eventing Dynamite for the title. So it's pretty nuts.
The world, like you said, we're coming out of, you know, COVID. They're opening up, I should say. The world is opening up again. Now you're going to be able to take your act on the road. This whole episode today, we're talking about we're talking about performing in front of different fans now. And you guys are blessed, because Daly's Place is your home. I was blessed to call, you know, the ECW Arena or the place in Queens my home. You're going to go out there and show the world what you guys are all about. And it's going to be so next level for you. And like you said, like, you know, you knew you're going to get a reaction in Newark and you'd be able to impress your boss and people on television. But now, dude, your career's about to jump off again. And that's an awesome. And I just saw you for our listeners. He started rubbing his hands, because here's somebody who's hungry. Here's somebody who wants to show the world what he's all about, because he's been doing this for quite some time, and the world is open for you.
I can't wait, because the one thing that I haven't experienced yet here in AEW is like the full capacity crowds and arenas. I've experienced everything else so far. Max and I are salivating to get in front of an audience. We had a taste of it at a Double or Nothing, where usually we just have the Jacksonville audience every single week with Dynamite or the Dark Elevation tapings. But we had a different crop of people that came down from different parts of the country. And when our music hit for Elevation and our music hit for at the pay-per-view and people started rising to their feet, I think it gave us a little taste of what it's going to be like once we start hitting arenas. We're excited. I don't care if you're booing. I don't care if you're cheering. We just want that noise. We want that energy, because there's a different we have a little bit of a pep in our step. I noticed our match in front of the crowd was so much more crisp than it was at some of the regular tapings. Even though we're always at the top of our game, there was just that little bit extra, you know, bit of energy, like I say, it's pep in our step, having the people there and having that energy to vibe off of. So we are pumped.
What I'm looking forward to is, I guess, market-specific new entrances by you and Max, because, you know, you can start talking about stuff in Texas. You could start talking about every place that AEW is going to. It's kind of reminds me of when Rick Rude would all, you know, for all you Las Vegas sweat hogs. And it's just like, oh, he hates us in Vegas too. You know, it's great to have that interaction with fans, because again, I don't know how your partner does that, but I wish he would do one for Busted Open, man. Like, get a market specific one just for us, because he's so talented with that. Do you help him out with all that, or he just comes up all that on his own?
Max is the music guy. I can't take credit for anything. At most, what I'll do is I'll he'll be like, "Hey, what can I hit on today?" You know, like, you can do this, this, and this. Go take it as you please, and see what you can come up with. So at most, I'll give him like bullet points of stuff maybe that he can hit, and then he's so creative, he finds these funny bars to come up with, and next thing you know, people are rolling on the ground laughing or in shock.
Has there ever been a time where he's come up with a lyric and you're like, you put your head down and you're like, oh no, like, no, please, no, Max.
We won't get into that, but yes, there's been a couple of times. I was like, no.
I think the best part about Tony, like, I think Tony enjoys it too, because Tony came on this show and he was just like, listen, I'm already told the TNT censors that Max has a specific a really, really big, I guess, you know, rap tonight, and they're going to have their hands on the button. Do you guys have to go over what you're going to say with Tony, or he just lets you guys fly?
No, he pretty much lets us go out and be creative. And that's the, I guess, the most rewarding part of this entire journey, is that through our ascension, obviously AEW puts us in positions to succeed, but it's very much a sink or swim environment. But we have, I think, the best lifeguards to make sure we don't drown. And the fact that we're connecting with people just by doing stuff that we thought of, or we thought would be funny, or like, hey, let's just try this tonight. They allow us to go out and do it. Is pretty rewarding, especially when you're getting the result that you want.
And Anthony, we talk to Tony Khan each and every week here on Busted Open. And seriously, I'm not just saying it because you're on, but every time I brought up the Acclaim to him, because obviously I wanted to, you know, talk up you and Max, I didn't need to do that, because his eyes would widen every time we mentioned the Acclaim. Like, he would get super excited, and he would always thank me for bringing up you guys. Like, did you see that excitement from Tony Khan, like, when he put you two together?
Yeah, you can tell that. You know, when we first had the meeting together back in October, he was like, I've been waiting to call this tag team, been waiting to call somebody the Acclaim for a long time, and I would love for you guys to do it. You can tell how excited he was, and that made me excited, because you know, this was one of his, you know, pet projects. It was his vision. And I was excited to go out there and accept the challenge to make it successful. So I'm proud of what we've done so far, and hopefully he's proud too.
Hey, on a serious note here, I had read somewhere regarding you about coming out, and you thought it would hurt your career.
Yes.
And I tell people all the time, if, you know, they're depressed or they're having horrible thoughts, just hit somebody up. I don't know that burden that you went through, but I have gotten hit with it a lot. I also know one of my daughters, and we've discussed this, one of their friends, like, you know, they got grief from their parents because they, you know, told their parents and, like, had to go through a lot of hell. For somebody who been through that, like, you know, if you can offer some encouraging words to people, because you had to go through that. Just, I mean, forget about your career, but just for your life. Just, can you talk to me about that, to try to help somebody else?
The advice part of this is where sometimes I struggle, because the advice I give sometimes can't be so, you know, vague and generic, because different people are in different situations. I struggle sometimes because I want to tell people, you know, just come out, be yourself. I promise you it gets better, because it does. But what if I say that to somebody who may not live in an area where it's the most accepting, or what if they're in a country where laws aren't really LGBTQ friendly, and harm comes of it? So it's always hard for me sometimes to, you know, find the right thing to say. But in general, there are people like myself, there are people like Nyla Rose, there's people like Sunny Kiss, there's people in all different forms and genres of entertainment that are out there fighting to make the world a better place, to open doors for you, you know, keep fighting. If you need somebody to talk to, there's places like the Trevor Project, which my shirt that I have on shopaew.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the Trevor Project, that they help suicide prevention and crisis prevention for LGBTQ youth. You know, find someone to talk to, because, you know, your life has value. And in terms of, you know, I'm also trying to help athletes feel more comfortable in coming out. There are people, like I just said before, who are trying to make the world a safer place for you. And, you know, it's a different world. You know, 5-6 years ago, I was in fear still of coming out, because I wasn't sure how people would react to me, how fans would react to me. But it's, wrestling is so much different now. There's so many different places. The locker rooms have changed, a lot more accepting. Here at AEW, the same. One thing I was impressed with when I first did Dark was how inclusive the locker room was and how free people were to just be themselves. So the world is changing, and you know, come out when you feel comfortable. You know, there's no rush. There's nobody, no one should force you to make that decision. When you feel comfortable, the decision should be yours.
Last night, Dave and I were at a wedding, and there was, you know, everyone has to dance, and there was two guys dancing with each other, and not one person. And it was a mix of younger and older. There was not one person at this wedding that like pointed at the people or like under their breath said something. It was just like, cool, everybody's having a good time, everybody's dancing. That's the world that I love to live in, where mm-hmm. you said it's all inclusive. And I was very, very impressed with everybody, because I was just like, see, that's how the world should be. Who cares if two people are in love? Who cares that, you know, two guys are dancing with each other, just like who cares if two girls are dancing with each other, or who cares if a guy and a girl are dancing with each other? We're celebrating and having a good time together. Like, and the fact that nobody cared was awesome.
Yeah. Even for like my boyfriend and I, we still get some, I guess, negativity from time to time, but even from when we first started dating five years ago, we've seen a kind of a drop off in the hate. There was a time where I couldn't even log on to YouTube or without even seeing, you know, piles of comments of stuff I can't even say on the air. And that's dropped off significantly. So I think we're moving in the right direction, despite a lot of the nonsense that you see going on in the world today. It's kind of a slow process. Nothing, change doesn't happen super fast in society, but we're definitely a lot better than where we used to be.
Absolutely.
You know, and Anthony, that's why I'm such a big fan of AEW. Now, obviously, it's Pride Month, so you have a shirt. Like you said, 100% of all royalties are donated to the Trevor Project, and that's the Anthony Bowens critically acclaimed T-shirt. Go to shopaew.com. And obviously, during Pride Month, we're seeing a lot of companies and entertainment, you know, companies, you know, promoting Pride Month, which is great. The thing I like about AEW is they do that all year round. Like, it's not just something that they do in the month of June, but they do it all year round. They're always doing some great charities and some great community work when it comes to that. Is that one of the things that drew you to AEW?
Yeah, like I said, when I first did Dark back in October, it was outside of me enjoying the product in general. I enjoyed how inclusive the locker room was. Everyone, I saw Sonny walking around, Nyla walking around. They were just being themselves. Everyone was laughing and chatting, and there just wasn't this pressure on you to hide, or you're just free to be yourself. And that was one of the things that I loved most and made me want to be there even more. I like that they don't force anything. They just allow you to be you. Sonny is just Sonny. Nyla is just Nyla. I'm just myself. And I think that's the way it should be. There's no kind of disingenuous forcing of any kind of issue down people's throats or anything like that. It's just natural, and that's what I appreciate most about I guess the scenario.
With you had a physical setback during COVID, correct?
Yes.
What was that like? Also, like, I don't think a lot of people understand. I knew about it through Rich Swann, what he went through where he couldn't have his surgery at first with his ankle. And then he literally like couldn't rehab it after his surgery because it was all closed. I know you were a little further into, but like talk about that whole thing. And also like your career is on the rise, then you get hurt. But you've literally gotten better since you've come back.
It was stressful because I knew I was banged up. Honestly, I was banged up from the first night I got there. I never really told anybody this. I took a weird bump the first night before I signed my contract. And I woke up the next day and I couldn't get out of bed. And I was like, oh no, I got to sign a contract today and wrestle. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I kind of made not the wrong decision, but I probably should have said something, but I just kind of sucked it up. And I got to thank Max because he carried the load for me for about 2 months. And then my knees started bothering me and I was like, oh, what? Like, I haven't been injured in the 8 years I've been on independent wrestling, and I finally get my break and I'm hurt. So I fought through it for a couple months and then it finally caught up to me. And then I eventually had to get my knee scoped and have that cleaned up. So it was a bummer. But at the time, it was like, listen, I was getting this opportunity. I had to establish who the Acclaim were. We had to make sure that we got through the things that we did, and we did, thankfully. And I rehabbed with Devin Storm Crowbar.
Nice.
He killed me for 6, 7, 8 weeks. 4 times a week, I made sure that I hit rehab hard or physical therapy hard so I can get back and be a lot stronger. And I am. And I think the Acclaim have risen to the top of the tag rankings pretty quickly since I've been back. And Cass did a good job carrying the load for the month and a half for the Acclaim.
First of all, you made the right call by not saying anything because you could have been, this business, you could have been replaced and you didn't have that contract yet. And you did go out there. The fact that you went out there and worked hurt, I understand it because we all work hurt, but you were a guy who, like you said, 8 years and you finally get your contract, you get hurt again. They could have paired Max up with anybody. Don't think it would have worked, but you made the right call because, how many times you get an opportunity and then something would happen. It happened to you a lot. So you made the right call, and I couldn't be happier for you for your success because you were always just a guy that like somebody should do something with. And I'm so happy that they are doing something with you. And again, I'm a big Acclaim, Mark. I can't wait to see what you guys go out there say. And then the best part about it, you do it in the ring. You had a match. I love the Kingston Moxley deal. And then I remember you did something with the Young Bucks and I was like, look at them go. I love this stuff. Well, no, but heels are baby faces. I know we can't determine who's who, but you guys versus the Young Bucks, that's going to be, if you continue this rise, it's going to be good guy Acclaims versus bad guy Young Bucks.
Yeah, we're excited for round two. And I think the most exciting part of the Acclaim is that, you haven't seen anything yet. And, people like to think that we're characters or think that we're a gimmick and such, and we're not. Like, Max is a professional wrestler who also happens to be a very good rapper. If he wasn't wrestling, he would be rapping. That's his life's work. For me, I am a critically acclaimed sports entertainer, pro wrestler. And you actually haven't even seen a lot of my, and I'll use the word again, character development loosely, because obviously it's been pretty rap heavy, but once we get more TV time and, we got Rampage coming up in August, and the more opportunities that we have to talk, you'll kind of see a more complete, well-rounded Acclaim, even more complete than we are now. So there's so much more room for growth. There's so much, so many ideas that we had that we even had that we haven't had the chance to hit yet. So there's a lot more fun stuff to come, and I'm excited.
Give you all the to go after Don Callis if you're wrestling with the Young Bucks, and I'll talk to Tony if you want a mystery tag partner, the Young Bucks and Don Callis. I'll be the next Acclaim. I don't know if I could fit into those shiny outfits, but I'll bust some rhymes as well.
We'll have dueling boom boxes. We'll crack down right in the head.
Oh, yeah. There you go. You got to do that. And again, Anthony, thank you so much. Go to shopaew.com. Buy the Anthony Bowens critically acclaimed t-shirt. 100% of the royalties are donated to the Trevor Project. And also remember that AEW Dynamite, again, is on this Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. And then next Saturday, that's June 26th on TNT as well, at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So we'll obviously remind our audience the times and the nights that AEW Dynamite will be on TNT. And then we'll get back to live events in front of a live crowd for Anthony and Max, the Acclaimed. And Anthony, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. You haven't forgotten us, even though you've gotten all this success. You haven't forgotten Busted Open, which we appreciate.
I'll never forget you, Dave.
Love you, buddy. Thank you, Anthony.
Love you too. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.